That was Vice President Al Gore speaking last week, last Wednesday, on the Republican attacks on the judiciary and on the very foundations of our constitutional government. You're welcome to call us here at Left Out, our reality-based radio on WRCT 88.3 FM. You can reach us at 412-268-9728 or send mail to bob@leftout.info. Oh, Danny, what did you think of the speech?
Well, I thought it was a great speech. He's given actually a series of speeches, and we played some of them on WRCT before, ranging from the Abu Ghraib scandal to the criticisms
of the Bush administration.
Yeah, to the media, to now this one about the Senate. Just to basic highlight some simple facts about the nomination process that I think get lost, in fact, usually aren't quoted in the newspaper articles.
I wonder why.
About this, which is the basic simple fact, is that he mentioned the 205 nominees from Bush have been approved, whereas only 10 have been held up. That's over 95% have gone through. And this is
compared.
When they have a majority, they have like a 55-45 majority, and they're getting more than 95% of their nominees through. Why isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Why isn't that good enough?
Well, his overall, his larger point is it's a drive to absolute power. It's a drive to eliminate the separation of powers. It's a drive to have complete and total Republican domination of every aspect of our political system. It's a drive to have our form of government controlled by wacko religious interests. It's plain as day, isn't it?
I mean, that was what this has come up on our show before, that some every now and then that there's a decision by a judge somewhere, you know, shooting down something that they're trying to do. The Freedom of Information appeals come out and the judge demands that the information be released and all kinds of things like that.
Very often Republican-appointed justices who are themselves Republicans.
And the Terry Schiavo case is also
enough.
Republican. Right.
This is not enough because it's not even a matter of having Republican control, but rather that the radical extreme minority wishes to have their way absolutely unconditionally under all circumstances.
But the whole thing is that from elementary civics, from, you know, grade school level, you have these three branches of government. There's supposed to be checks and balances among them. I mean, this is just axiomatic to the whole system, and that's
and they are trying
being
to destroy
eroded,
it.
And they're
they are
deliberately
absolutely trying
to erode
destroy it.
And destroy that.
To be fair, there are some Republicans who haven't, who are not completely insane, but they're in the minority. The majority and the ones who are the most ruthless are the ones who seek to really destroy the very foundation of the United States governmental system. I think it's a terrible danger that we face, and I think that the average American is only beginning to wake up to the realities of what is going on here.
Yeah,
the lies, the manipulations, the direct threats on the lives of
judges, right?
The threats to do away with the judiciary by starving it of funds. The threats. I mean, it's a direct attack on our system of government, and I think it's really something to be very seriously concerned about. Well, Al Gore gave as we have now grown accustomed in the last year or so, yet another very eloquent speech, focusing on a particular issue, summarizing the issue, doing it extremely in a very compelling and balanced job. And we know, as with all of his other speeches that I'm aware of, they received no coverage whatsoever in the mainstream media, the so-called liberal media.
Yeah. It was on C-SPAN.
I was on C-SPAN. That's true. That's true.
It doesn't
was on
really
C-SPAN.
Count as a mainstream
right.
media.
But I certainly haven't seen it discussed, on the op-ed page of the New York Times or on Faux News or on CNN or anything of that nature. Speaking of items that are not covered, one of the points that Al Gore was raising is the importance of the filibuster. And we mentioned on Left Out several shows ago that there was an op-ed piece in the New York Times by Ian Duncan Smith, who was the former head of the Conservative Party in the UK, pleading with us to not do away with filibuster and talking about similar things that have happened in the British Parliament. And so it was interesting there. So this week, as many of you know, on May the 5th, which I believe is Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, is the next parliamentary election in Britain. And Tony Blair is, of course, facing re-election as a member of parliament. And the situation looks as though he will likely get re-elected, largely because of that there's no significant opposition. there's no significant opposition from the Conservative Party.
He's not running for member of Parliament. You mean?
Yeah, he runs. He's just a member of Parliament. That's all. And
okay.
He will be, but he's chosen as the party leader, so he'll be Prime Minister.
Okay.
But he's merely a member of Parliament. So I wanted to mention that in the process of the election this past week, there have been two very important leaks to the British press of internal government documents, the most significant of which, we only have a couple of minutes remaining, so I'll mention the second. We have links to them both on the leftout.info webpage, in which a memorandum from the British cabinet, from the highest levels of the British government, the minutes of a meeting with Prime Minister Tony Blair and Foreign Minister, I'm blanking on his name at the moment, the British Foreign Minister. Blanking on his name, it'll come to me in a moment. I can picture him. I can't think of his name. Commenting on plans that that Tony Blair had made with George Bush in July of 2002 to depose Saddam Hussein. So I'd like our listeners to bear in mind and to look at the Left Out website for a link to the documents. The important fact is that they had decided as early as July 2002, and actually leaks that came out today suggest as early as March of 2002 on the course of action that was taken. And that, and I will quote, the intelligence and facts were being fixed by the U.S. government around the policy. So the point is here on Reality Based Radio, we're very concerned with getting the facts straight. And the fact is that George Bush took us to war for fictional reasons, as Michael Moore famously said at the Academy Award ceremony in 2003. And in many other circumstances, we on the left have complained about this. And there is no coverage of this in the mainstream media. It is unequivocally proved now, through these leaks, through the highest levels of the British government, that the plans were made to depose, to make an illegal attack, to effect a regime change in a foreign government, and that all of the reasons that we were given were fabrications, lies that were fixed around the policy, which was determined in advance. I'd like our listeners to contemplate that.
Yeah.
We are just about out of time now. It's time to wrap it up. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Left Out, Reality-Based Radio on WRCT 88.3 FM. Today's program was produced by Alberto Guzman. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.